Barbados scores big at the 2008 World Travel Awards. I'm David Ellis with this early business brought to you with the compliments of Sagicor.
Investing. Some see it as only for the wealthy. The way I see it, my money should work just as hard as I do. What do you see?
To achieve your goals, you need to make your money earn more. Call your Sagicor advisor and learn how to put your money to work in a Sagicor Global Balanced Fund. Select Growth Fund and Preferred Income Fund.
You can realize your goals sooner than you think.
Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.
A Barbados company has taken one of the coveted prizes at the World Travel Awards. Over 160,000 travel professionals and organizations from more than 160 countries chose the company, whose owner and managing director is Brett Callahan.
Well, first of all, my company, TotallyBarbados.com, was nominated and has won the leading Caribbean travel information website. I've traveled to Turks and Caicos on Monday to receive the award for the leading Caribbean website, only to find out that my website has also won the award for the world's leading tourist information website.
34-year-old Mr. Callahan is a former jockey who raced with Patrick Husbands at Woodbine in Canada before going into early retirement to become a Microsoft-certified systems engineer. He then went to work with CIBC Mortgages in Canada for 6 years before returning to Barbados to set up TotallyBarbados.com.
We launched the website on September 1st, 2005, with only 280 pages. And we are now proud to say that we have over 3,000 pages of information and photographs about the island of Barbados on the internet that's accessible by all the travel agents and all web visitors throughout the world.
Totally Barbados has about 8 contract workers, including journalists and web account managers.
Anyone with a dream or a vision has an easy access to the internet to create their own website. And no matter what they believe in, they can promote it to the world. And if you do it correctly, by validating the World Wide Web standards and following all of the other numerous methods of creating a successful website, I believe if you have your heart and soul into it, you can achieve anything.
That's Brett Callahan of TotallyBarbados.com. Although we haven't heard a lot of talk about it this time around, the annual Miami Conference on the Caribbean is on this week, and the impact of the U.S. recession on Caribbean economies is a major talking point. One of the panels has been of the view that Barbados' tourism is unlikely to be as hard hit as countries like the Bahamas and Jamaica. Panelists say those islands are already seeing a slump in foreign investment, slower economic growth, and dropping tourist arrivals. And that spells bad news for South Florida exporters who depend on the Caribbean as a steady market. Barbados is said to be in a better position because it has less debt and many European rather than American visitors. And meantime, statistics out of Jamaica indicate that that country's economy has been in a recession since March of this year. As in Barbados, in Trinidad, consumers remain skeptical, but food distributors are saying that food prices are indeed on the decline. One businessman says the reason why so many consumers are skeptical is because there's a lag in the movement from lower commodity prices to the finished products bought by consumers. He said importers may have ordered stock at a higher price, so that even though prices were reduced by suppliers, the importers would be taking delivery of stock ordered when prices were higher. And in the United States, it was the subprime market that started the current world financial crisis. Now we are hearing that the U.S. housing market may finally be getting some relief, with lower mortgage rates already encouraging refinancing, and Treasury officials considering ways to entice new buyers. Last week, the Federal Reserve announced that it would buy $500 billion in mortgage-backed securities, guaranteed by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Ginnie Mae. Mortgage rates immediately dropped, and that led to a surge in mortgage refinancing activity for the week, even with the Thanksgiving holiday. Now, people close to the discussion say that the Treasury has been talking with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac about ways to drive down mortgage rates to as low as 4.5%. That rate is about a percentage point lower than the going rates for such loans. And that's Early Business, brought to you today with the compliments of Sagicor.
Investing. Some see it as only for the wealthy. The way I see it, my money should work just as hard as I do. What do you see?
To achieve your goals, you need to make your money earn more. Call your Sagico advisor and learn how to put your money to work in a Sagico Global Balanced Fund, Select Growth Fund, and Preferred Income Fund.
You can realize your goals sooner than you think.
Sagico, wise financial thinking for life.